بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we're speaking about hadith where somebody loses a child. And the second hadith we did, somebody loses something that is very beloved, very dear to a person. What reward Allah Ta'ala gives the person? So the first hadith we spoke about, the reward where a person loses his child and he says Alhamdulillah, and then he says Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the malaika that build for my servant a palace in Jannat and name that palace Baytul Hamd. Name that palace the palace of praise. Why? Because despite him losing something, some person that was so close to him, still he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The second hadith we did, somebody loses something that was very beloved to him from this dunya. It can be a person's family member, it can be his eyesight, it can be his health, something that is very beloved to him. A person loses it, and then this person, after losing it, he has hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will reward me. That this patience that I'm making, I'm not complaining against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm not getting angry with Allah ta'ala, I'm bearing this difficulty with patience. A person is hoping for reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him with Jannah. Can there be any bigger reward than that, than the reward of Jannah, and all the other virtues and all the other favors that come with Jannah, like the company of the pious, the company of the Anbiya alayhi musalam, the ability to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. All this is a great boon, but it comes with patience. That's why they say with patience there is sweetness. And that sweetness, when a person tastes it, then he'll appreciate. And in Akhirat, when he sees the reward for his patience, then he'll actually think that I wish I had more opportunities of making sabr in this world so that I could get more rewards in the Akhirat. So therefore, if we have to, Allah Ta'ala tests us, we all make dua that Allah Ta'ala doesn't test us, but if he does test us, then at that time we be patient and we hope in the favors and we hope in the mercy and we hope in the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala definitely won't shortchange us. So today's hadith we do in the personal life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when there was an emergency in his own family, how Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam reacted. One is advice for the ummah, and one is in his own family now when there's an emergency, what was the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Usama bin Zayd radiyallahu anhuma qal, أرسلت إحدى بنات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إليه تدعوه وتخبره أن صبيا لها وقال ابنا لها في الموت فقال للرسول ارجع إليها فأخبرها أن لله تعالى ما أخذ وله ما أعطى وكل شيء عنده بأجل مسمى فمرها فلتصبر ولتحتسب وذكر تمام الحديث متفق عليه. Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiyallahu anhuma, both these sahaba were very, very beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the reporter here is the son, Usama bin Zayd radiyallahu anhuma. He says that one of the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message to him, calling him and informing him that her child, either the reporter said that her child or her son, one of the two, small difference, but anyway, it was the child of the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in other words, it was a grandchild of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that was passing away, was on the verge of passing away. So the emergency message was sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, calling him, informing him that this child is about to pass away. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sent a messenger. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't go immediately. This was the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very, very high level of taqwa. So he's teaching them now how to behave, how to react in a situation like this. Messenger that came, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent the same messenger back. Then go back to her. She sent a message calling me. You go back to her, inform her. Remember something, that whatever Allah Ta'ala takes is his. And whatever he gives is also his. Imagine what a message to send back. What Allah takes belongs to Allah. What Allah gives is also Allah. In Arabic it sounds very nice. Inna lillahi ta'ala ma akhadha wa lahu ma a'ta. Allah Ta'ala belongs what he takes and also belongs what he gives. Wa kullu shay'in 'indahu bi ajalin musamma. And everything has an appointed time with Allah Ta'ala. Everything has an appointed time. Nothing is there forever. A person has got his health. That health will remain with him to a certain point. Person has got his parents will remain with him to a certain point. Person has got his children will remain with him to a certain point. He's got his own life will remain with him to a certain point. Nothing remains forever and nothing stays in one state forever. This is from Allah, the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Everything by Allah ta'ala has appointed time. To instruct her, tell her, he's telling the messenger, tell her to remain patient and be hopeful of a reward. And this is how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was training his own family with iman and yaqeen. This is what condition you're going through and this is how you should react. This hadith was mentioned before. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has mentioned it again now, just to bring this part about how a person should console another person, that when you're going through difficulty, we should encourage them with words of sabr, encourage them with words of patience, encourage them with the rewards that they will get with patience. So this is why he brought it under this chapter of what is to be said in the presence of the deceased and what is to say to the relatives of the deceased. This is how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to the relative, in other words, the mother of the child. This is the words that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sent. So here we find that such level of iman was made that there was a great woman, Ummi Sulaim radiallahu ta'ala anha, just to understand what a high level of iman she had. She was the mother of Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu. She was the one that had came and left her son Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu in the care of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the young tender age of approximately 9 years old. So anyway, she, when her husband passed away, she married a sahabi by the name of Abu Talha radiallahu anhu. And she had a child from Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu. And one occasion, Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu was gone out. And the child was very sick, was ill in the morning. So when he had come back in the evening, so he, first thing he had asked, that how is this child of mine? So look at the answer this woman had given. What level of iman? She understood exactly what the child had passed away, but she told the husband that he is resting even more than he was resting in the morning when you left. When you left, he's resting now even more. And that wasn't a lie, because when a person passes away, they're resting at a much higher level than they were resting when they were alive. So that wasn't a lie, but just to comfort him, under this ulama explained that when a man comes home, then a woman also should use such words that calm the husband down, that make him feel at ease, not give him all the worries of the day one shot as soon as he walks in. Look at what this woman, how she comes. So she gave him something to eat. She spoke to him nicely. And that night also, he had some physical needs. She had fulfilled that physical needs of his also. And then before Fajr, now she mentions to him that this child, no, before she mentions him, she broke the news like this. She didn't just give the news one shot. She broke the news like this. In one hadith it is mentioned, she tells him that if somebody gives you an amanat, and they take that amanat back, should you be getting upset about it, getting sad about it? He says, no, somebody gives you an amanat, a trust, and you have to return the trust, and you don't get upset, you don't get sad. So she says, in this manner, Allah Ta'ala has given us that child as a trust, and now Allah Ta'ala has taken that trust away. So he was so affected by the akhlaq of this woman, that look at the quality of this woman, that despite her losing her child, she showed so much of patience, and the way she broke the news. That day, that morning, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at Fajr time, and now he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam this whole karguzari. They came home, and this is how she explained the child was, and this is what had happened, and we even had relationship. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua that may Allah Ta'ala grant from that union of yours a pious offspring. From there, Allah Ta'ala had given him a child by the name of Abdullah. This Abdullah had 9 sons. Every son was an alim. Every son of those 9 sons was an alim. This is how Allah Ta'ala rewards a person for having patience, for having sabr, for being steadfast. So therefore people will go through conditions. Yesterday 2 or 3 people came and they had some very difficult health conditions, difficult conditions weighing, like terminally chronic illnesses, etc. So then when we learn that the reward that we get for sabr, making sabr, the reward that we get for patience, looking at those that are less fortunate than us, then we'll understand how much Allah Ta'ala is giving us. A little bit of sabr we'll have to make in life, but what Allah will give us in reward is much, much, much more for a little bit of sabr. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to bring the sabr in our lives, and also encourage other people on sabr, encourage them on the rewards. people have lost a child, lost a dear one, tell them about this hadith. There is so much of reward for a person that is a little bit of patience. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.